This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, as deaths continue to rise from the coronavirus outbreak, its economic consequences are becoming clearer too. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, Pamela Koch-Hamilton from the UN Conference on Trade and Development, UNCTAD, highlights how the challenge posed by the disease to China's key role in global manufacturing will likely affect rich and poor countries alike. Reassuringly, she also explains that for now at least, there's no reason to panic.
Overall findings are that because of the level of interdependence in global value chains for China and the global economy, we find that the EU and the United States and Japan are going to be the biggest losers so far. So the overall fall will be $50 billion in exports.
$50 billion?
$50 billion. $50 billion in exports. $15 billion attributable to the EU.
This is just in February?
This is just for February, but it will probably be felt as far down as 2 to 3 months because, of course, it's not immediate. But that's the calculation based on our indices, the Purchasing Managers Index, which is directly correlated to exports. We've seen a 20-point drop in that, the lowest since 2004. And the 20% also that China is responsible for in terms of intermediate supply to the global market is huge. Yeah.
So this $50 billion, that's the amount of exports that will not happen because of the coronavirus, COVID-19?
That's the calculation, yes.
How does it impact on developing countries which produce more commodities?
Well, we haven't done that full calculation yet, but of course a generic assessment would suggest that if this continues, in other words, it hasn't fallen yet simply because, you know, these things are done a year in advance, 2 years in advance in terms of demand. If the coronavirus continues, or COVID-19, and the impact of the trade demand for commodities, the likelihood is that the fall in demand will significantly affect developing countries, particularly those in Africa who do commodities, etc.
I was wondering if you've seen, as economists, what the impact has been of the coronavirus and COVID on social media. Does that have any wider impact on buying and purchasing strategies?
Of course, people are panicking. In real terms, I think social media has not helped, of course, because before when you had a trade scare of this sort or some kind of epidemic, the level at which it becomes public to other people is not as rapid. But because of social media, I get a million WhatsApps a day. I get, you know, Facebook posts. I get all kinds of warnings from my mom telling me not to travel. So anecdotally, it's been really quite a bit of scaremongering. Already we're seeing, for example, in countries like in the island I'm from, where cruise ships are being blocked from landing with 4,000 people. So the impact on tourism is already being felt. Less people are flying, less bookings are taking place, and cruise ships are being held off port because of fear of the coronavirus coming on board. Then you also have the run on, you know, sanitizers, on hand sanitizers, on even Lysol wipes, and also on pharmaceuticals. If you look at the situation now, ibuprofen apparently is already short in many of the countries because it's one of the key outputs from China.
Okay, so these chemicals for pharma products are made in China too?
Absolutely. So many of the products are reliant on China inputs.
And what is the kind of stocks that countries hold of these vital chemicals and intermediate products, as you call them?
Some countries hold as much as 2 to 3 months. Some hold much less. It depends. One, it depends on the product, and two, it depends on cost. And so many countries, particularly developing countries, may not have a long stock life in terms of pharmaceutical products. So it depends. I'd have to do the analysis. We haven't done it yet.
In a word, are we out of the woods yet? You've seen China's industrial production start to get back on its feet?
Well, China's resurgence to some extent is a good signal. But the truth is it's also spreading in other countries and other regions. So that will still have an impact on, one, demand from China, because China can continue to produce. But if countries are having issues, they may not want to import. We've had that kind of scare as well. Nobody wants to take stuff from China anymore because they figure it will come with the COVID-19. So that's one of the problems. The second issue is to what extent countries that are now grappling with COVID-19 are willing to increase their own demand or even retain their own demand, say for tourism. you know, the willingness to fly. Nobody wants to get on a plane, you know. So the impact is going to be felt for a couple more months, even if the resurgence or the bump in China's production goes back up.
Very last question then. On that point, you mentioned that countries may be starting to rethink their production strategy, internal production strategy, rather than perhaps rely so much on China. But even if they start producing it, does that mean that they would be doing enough to boost their economies? I mean, I thought the logistics of it all means that it's not necessarily the case. Maybe you could expand on that.
Frankly, it's not likely, unless there's a major meltdown in China, that industries will move, because the ability to be competitive is critical in any market. And there's a reason why Apple is there. There's a reason why most of these big industries are there, because they're competitive and because their ability to supply at a much cheaper level is facilitated by the Chinese economy and the Chinese model. To move back to the United States or to move to another country that does not have the kind of logistics and facilitation that China provides is going to be difficult.
But we have seen shipping, for example, coming out of Shanghai, dropping by, 40% or so in the latter part of February. Still, though, there's about 175 ships a week going out of Shanghai, container ships, so these are big ones. And the peak was, twice that or so. So we're a long way from people panicking and a total halt on global supply chains.
Absolutely. Businesses look at the long term. We may look at the short term as consumers, but businesses take the long haul. And so they're looking at it and they're doing their strategic thinking, of course, but they're not panicking yet. They're just putting in place measures and trying to ensure that they can remain stable, and hopefully by Christmas it will all be done so that they can sell their products. But essentially, yes, they're taking the long view, and that's what industries do.